Welcome back to Total Request Polka, your all polka station.
It's hideous. And by the way, Bernard, you're fired. But first, get me Tim Russert on the phone. You bald-headed bat.
Easy listening with all your light, uninterruptive dental chair favorites.
Man, PR, this is All Things Inconsiderate.
I'm Skippy.
And I'm Monkey Boy.
And we're the Breakfast Bozos.
News source. Now, headlines. Wall Street is down, gas prices are up, and the situation in the Middle...
All Music Station, where we play just music with no annoying talk. We play all music and never talk.
Twisted enough, and eventually, you'll be satisfied.
I love Chili Radio.
That's just good radio.
Incredibly good. Like God has kissed me with a mouthful of scotch.
Chili's only English language radio station.
And I am the Gringo. Good afternoon to you, no matter where you are in the world. It is I Love Chili, and we're just past top of the hour. Right now, you're listening to a recorded program because, actually, well, it's live for you guys, but to the people who are listening, it's recorded. Right now, we are talking with teachers. How many? About 140 teachers from all over Chile?
Yeah.
Nice one. And like I was telling them earlier, they are some of the most important people, I feel, in the education system because English is the most important thing that needs to be brought into Chile right now. I'm honored to be speaking with Becky. Yes? Becky?
Yes, Betty.
Becky.
Betty.
Betty.
Betty. Yes.
Betty.
Yes.
As in Betty Boo.
Yes.
Betty Davis.
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, my, my, Betty. Betty, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm very happy.
You're very happy? Yeah? What have you been doing? How long has this course been going on?
Well, I arrived here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we are leaving today.
You're leaving today.
Yeah.
How have you found the course? Has it been informative?
Yeah.
I mean, even though they're standing in the back, you can say, oh, no, it's rubbish. I just came for the nighttime drinking. It's all right.
The truth. I like to be here because we have the opportunity to share experiences.
Excellent.
With teachers from all over the country.
Okay. And where are you from?
I live in Viña del Mar, which is a very beautiful city.
Okay.
Very close to Santiago.
Very close. And what school do you teach at?
I work in a high school in Viña del Mar.
Okay.
Top of the hill.
And you, top of the hill, because
yes.
You have those little elevators
yes.
that go up and down, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I've never been on one of those. I think
you have to go there.
So cool. Your school that you teach at, you teach English, of course.
Yes.
To how many students? How many students do you have in a class?
Well, we have about 30 or 35 students.
Okay.
But in the whole school, we have around 900 students.
Wow, so that's a big school.
Yeah, it's
nice,
a big,
big school.
School. Yeah.
Why do you feel English is important for your students?
Well, because English can give them opportunities, better opportunities in their life.
Yeah.
Not only here in Chile, but also around the world.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. And how do you feel when you're teaching students? I mean, do you find it difficult? Do you find that you have enough resources for that? Or how do you find teaching English to your students?
I mean, it's not easy, but
uh-huh.
I think that now it is easier than it was some years ago.
Really? What was it like before?
I mean, now we have this program
uh-huh.
sponsored by the ministry, you know,
right.
the English Open Door program.
Yes.
So I think that we are lucky.
Yeah.
As a teacher of English, we are lucky.
Okay, excellent. So tell me a little bit more about Viña del Mar, though. I'm sorry, I'm getting personal, but I want to know more about Viña. Yeah? Tell me more about the city. If I had never been in Chile before... Yeah, and I'm listening and in the United States. Tell me about Viña del Mar.
Well, as I said before, I think that it is one of the most beautiful cities in Chile.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I mean, I know it's not the only one, you
right,
know.
Right.
But it's very close to Santiago, the capital of the country. It has all kind of land gains.
Mm-hmm.
You have the sea if you want to go swimming. If you want to, you have snow. And everything
you
is
there.
You
have snow in Viña del Mar?
I mean, very close.
Really? Okay,
if you
so
go
you can
to
go
Portillo,
skiing. Right.
You can go skiing and
all
everything.
Right.
And very close to Viña del Mar is Valparaíso.
Okay.
And that is a very important and very nice
that's
city.
That's the too. Naval port for Chile,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes,
the naval
you're right.
port. So that's, I've
yeah.
been, I think I've been there once. I saw the ships and everything. It mm-hmm. was pretty cool. What would you say to people about the elevators that are going? Because I always see the hill... Are there no streets that people can drive up? They can only take the elevators up and down the...
No, that's not the only possibility.